Before the Ball State baseball team kicks off its conference season this weekend, the Cards will battle an in-state rival, Indiana, tomorrow. Tomorrow's game will be the meeting between the two, beating both... First...
Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
Welcome to the Let's Make Fun podcast. My name is Jeremy Sturdivant. I keep wanting to not say my last name because it's so ridiculously long. Maybe I'll change my last name for the show, like Cher. Cher's not real name isn't Cher. I don't know what it is, but maybe I'll change my last name to like Balls with a Z or something. Jeremy Balls here. Just easier to say. I don't know. Hey, thanks for joining the show. Hopefully you are having a good day and you aren't getting duped by any weathermen or women or news reporters or anybody out there like that. It is the point of today's episode. We have now been duped. And the first time this happened, it wasn't a big deal. So we had a bomb cyclone. If you were listening to, I can't remember which episode it was, but we were in the middle of a bomb cyclone a few months ago, and we just had another report of a bomb cyclone. I'd never heard of this damn thing. Apparently, the news reporters and weather people were wanting to go run rampant with this damn description ever since the first one came out a few months ago. And they're like, yeah, let's say bomb cyclone again. Unfortunately for them and for anybody else that put bets on weather, if you can do that, the bomb cyclone turned into like a regular half-inch dusting of snow. Now, living in Colorado, that's not that big of a deal. We're pretty used to having, you know, the weather be quite wrong as compared to what the weather person had just told us. But when it comes to saying it's going to be just as bad a storm as a bomb cyclone that we just went through and everybody was maybe scared or, you know, had to take off work, they closed all sorts of schools down around town because of this damn thing, and it turned into nothing. So I got pretty upset about it. I mean, I didn't get super upset. I didn't really, it's not much I can really do about it other than just go to work. And I guess it was kind of nice. You know, there were a lot of people that did take the day off and all the kids that weren't able to go to school because of it. So there weren't a lot of people on the roads. So that was a benefit. But still, there's no way in hell that anybody can just keep getting things so wrong. It just doesn't make sense to continue to have people be so wrong about stuff and continue to have a pretty good, I'm assuming, lucrative job. Is Denver like the beginner's course of meteorology? Meteorology? No, I'm sure it's meteorology. Or is that like the vacation, like the retirement plan, right before you retire? You want to go to Denver because nobody gives you crap and you can just kind of coast, just saying every day is sunny. And every once in a while just say, nah, it looks like it might be cloudy tomorrow. Bomb cyclone. Nobody's going to get too mad at me. So, I don't know. It was just something that didn't really sit well. And I'm hoping that this is just something that everybody is feeling as well, because it gets a little bit old. Again, I've lived here my entire life. I don't really know much else as far as how weather people do in other states. But luckily for you, we later in the episode will have Kayla Dixon. She is from KGWN News Channel 5 in Cheyenne, Wyoming, And we'll be able to ask her what kind of success rates the weathermen and women have out there in Wyoming. Again, it's not probably very different. They're pretty close to us. And anytime I've been in Cheyenne, I'm assuming it probably just says, as according to, you know, the times I've been in Cheyenne, I can't imagine the weather part or portion of the news is anything but 90-mile-per-hour wind gusts from the west. That might be the windiest state on earth. There's just nothing there to block it. It's like here in Denver, it'll usually be like the weather, you know, the 7-day forecast, like every day we'll have like a little bit of sun on the picture. It'll be like sunny with a chance of rain or sunny with a chance of snow somehow. I wonder if in Cheyenne it just like has a wind gust, like a picture of a cloud with lips that are like blowing. And it's like windy as hell with a chance of rain, windy in hell with a chance of sun. Like it's just constantly like wind is the base of their weather is what I'm going to go ahead and assume. Again, I've never lived there, but my God, is it always windy? And why? My God, why? I kind of already answered it because it doesn't have a lot of mountains there, but I'm assuming that's probably why. It's just weird. So many, so freaking many weather meteorologists just keep getting away with it. And it's just one of those things too. Like you live in Colorado and people are like, huh, well, it was like 95 degrees yesterday and now it's snowing and you're not allowed to complain about it just because you live in Denver. No, I should be able to complain about anything. I'm not a fan of it being warm one day and super cold the next day. That's how people get pneumonia. Not really pneumonia. That's how people get sick. That's how they get colds. Fluctuating temperatures. Get the hell out of here, Colorado weather. But no, it's just, it's one of those things. I also wanted to bring up some of my favorite. I don't want to sit here and act like I hate all weather people or all news anchors. It's just for the most part, they're all like, every single time it's like, hello, I'm Jim Davies, and 15 people are dead today, and it's like, my God, and why is it always everything about dead people? It's one of those things, too. It's like, there's a Simpsons episode where they talk about how something stupid happens, and Kent Brockman is at the school and reporting something, and he's like, I guess we could qualify this, or we could say this barely qualifies as news. But it's the truth. It's like, unless something horrible has happened, a bunch of people died, it doesn't really make the news. Or if, you know, some boring-ass political thing is going on, it doesn't make the news. I don't really know what you could do on the news. I mean, there's a lot of fluff pieces that are nice, and everybody's happy and stuff like that, but those are very, very rare in a newscast, I feel like. But why do they all, like every single one, why do they all say, today, Aristae O'Grady, my God, she's god-awful. She's the worst. We'll get to some of the ones that other people have said are ones they don't like. But I really, when I was growing up, every single morning, and I don't know how in the hell they did it for so long, but Kyle Dyer was my favorite. She was on every single day, and I mean, I was, you know, 10, 11. I felt like 6 in the morning was like, nobody was ever up that early. Like, I feel like I was the only kid on earth that was up, but it's just, you know, I was a lazy kid. I didn't want to be up that early. But every single day, she was there, her and Gary Shapiro. If you're not from Denver, none of these names make any sense to you, but look them up. They were amazing together. And they did it forever. And I think Kyle Dyer actually got, like, bit in the face by a dog once. So that sucks, because I really liked her. I think she continued her career. I didn't want to look that up and play it, because that's god-awful. But, no, Kyle Dyer was amazing. Gary Shapiro, Gary Shapiro, whatever it is. Those guys, they're both amazing. But yeah, there's very few and far between. But again, we'll have Kayla Dixon on later, and she'll be everybody's new favorite news anchor. So look forward to that. We'll also have some form of list of some of the worst bloopers, most awkward news anchor, you know, just caught live on film type things. And we'll try to get ones that I've got a list, but we kind of want to filter through the ones that we haven't already covered or weren't in that intro that you just heard, because that Boom Goes the Dynamite thing is one of the like one of the most famous ones as far as horrible, just cringeworthy newscasts. But really, what I've also heard about that, I don't know why it became so famous. He was just doing a college newscast. Like, I think they're supposed to mess up. Like, it's not going out nationally. It's just for their college, and it's just for practice. Just like how colleges have radio stations for the DJs and all that fun stuff. Where I, for sure, if I would have gone to college, like an actual four-year college, that's where I would have been every single day. Being a DJ would have been amazing in a different life. I don't know about anymore. That just seems like way too much having to be out and about all the time. But yeah, I just think that it's weird that that one got so much crap, that Boom Goes the Dynamite guy, because he was just doing it for his college. He was just practicing. So I digress. Hey, let's get to some stat corrections.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
Sometimes you just need
stat corrections.
So last week was the memes episode. Let's make fun of memes. And there's not really anything that I missed. I mean, there's a couple that I forgot to say. We had the list of like the most used and the funniest ones as kind of like the picture itself, which ones were the funniest ones. But some that I had forgotten that were pretty famous too was the Crying Jordan meme. When UNC, North Carolina, lost in college, is I believe what happened. He was like caught crying in the audience, or in the crowd, and he just took a picture of his poor face, and his eyes are all red, and they just put it everywhere. They put Crying Jordan faces on everything, whether it be like a different giant crowd of people. They would like replace everybody else's face with Jordan's crying face. It's pretty damn funny. the Crying Jordan meme. Then we've got the Kevin Hart. That's his name. The Kevin Hart one where he looks like he's like looking at you like, what the hell did you just say? Or something like that. It's a very famous one. There's another one where there's a really dorky boy. We went over the one with a really dorky girl with the Ermagerd thing. But this looks like her brother. Like another 1980s like school. This is like a school photo. That other one was like, I'm with my friends or something. And she was super excited about her Gersperms books. But this one's like a school photo of a really nerdy guy with a really big face. Or a really big smile. Yeah, he's got a big face too. poor guy. That one's funny. There's an Dr. Evil one where he's just, you know, putting his pinky to his mouth. And I mean, there's all sorts of good ones. I think we went over the Willy Wonka one where he's just like condescending looking. There's the drunk baby one where there's like a baby next to this giant glass of beer and he looks wasted. There's just so many. So I think we went over a lot of them. And then one other thing that I almost messed up, I was about to write down the correct answer because I totally just went off of my memory, thinking that I knew that the orange Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle was Michelangelo, and I looked it up and I was right. So, my God, I haven't seen a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie or show or anything probably since I was 13, probably younger. I don't know. Those newer movies looked really stupid, so I didn't see those. But yeah, that was just off memory, folks. I am impressive. I know. I hear you all saying it, so I appreciate it. But yeah, that was it. Yet another somewhat clean show. I really just forgot a few memes and thought I messed something up. My God. You're welcome. So we'll take a quick break. We'll go, when we get back, we'll go ahead and get to your Facebook comments, and we'll have a conversation with KGWN News Channel 5's Kayla Dixon. All of that when we come back on the Let's Make Fun podcast. But you swoop on the spot, say the fun intended. Henny pendant with the diamond finish, turn this life ascend into a holy image. Niggas be smoking that Reggie, don't know the difference. I'll pass you my shit, but just know your limits. This luxury life, but they only rent. You rolling them dice, trying to go against us, cause it's all on the line, nigga, every minute when I'm creeping up on the come up. Getting my money, still peaceful and blind. Yeah. I'm creeping up on the come up. Get up and hustle, my people is hungry. Yeah. And we ain't playing by the rules, yeah. Making, making, making moves, yeah. Ain't no faking in the crew, yeah. Don't make me shake it, have to do, yeah. I'm creeping up on the come up.
Hey, this is Howie of Beer for Breakfast.
This is Jeremy with Let's Make Fun.
This is Casey.
This is Juicebox, fourth, fourth and 20.
This is Pete. I don't really have a show right now.
And we are...
Oh, wait. Shit.
And we are the Not Normal Network.
Woo! Been struggling.
Struggling to find new podcasts to get you through your day?
I've been like going through that in my head all day during work.
Well, don't let it ruin your day, because there can definitely be worse things.
Like if you rupture your spleen, you can survive, but if you destroy it, you're dead? How does that work?
Well, no, you can die real quick, and I mean, I did flatline.
They talked to the wrong people on that one.
We're learning about human organs right here.
So yeah, we do get a little sidetracked.
So he must just be good looking, because he has a horrible voice.
But at least we're honest about our feelings.
I was doing my journalistic diligence by trying to find pictures.
I would instantly report you to the authorities because you are some commie freaking spy.
Maybe too honest.
How in the hell did he become famous?
Yeah, hey, you know what? I can't say I'm mad at him.
What'd you expect? We are not normal.
I'm pretty sure he's tall. I'm tall. I'm not super famous and a millionaire for it.
This project, I'm just gonna murder these tracks. And I ain't playing with these kids, dude. I ain't dying my head either. All you little spitters look like bitches too. These niggas is rapping for shock factor, saying crazy things, but it isn't true. These evil rappers be the same niggas, keep their heads down when we in the room. I ain't singing on no auto-tune about Xanax or some dumb shit.
Welcome back to the Let's Make Fun podcast. That's Johnny Denver featuring Demrick. Song's called Creepin'. It's a new song. Hopefully you enjoy it. Because if you do, got some more news for you from Johnny Denver. He's going on tour. That's right. The tour has already started. He just played in Fort Collins. He's going on tour with Dizzy Wright. And he is going to be back in the Colorado area at the end of the tour. June 20th and June 22nd, he'll be in Grand Junction and Denver. So if you're around, go get some tickets. Find those tickets on dizzywright.com. It is the Nobody Cares Work Harder tour. And if you like hip-hop, there you go. Go check it out. Go support the local artists. Go support Johnny Denver. J-A-H-N-I Denver. And Demrick, I believe, is also on that tour, along with Dizzy Wright. And if you like it, go, like I said, go support him. You can also go and find Johnny Denver on SoundCloud, YouTube, all of the normal places that you find your music. Go to Facebook. If you're in a different state, he's going to be on tour for over a month, so he'll probably be coming to your city. He's going to Arizona, New Mexico, so on and so forth. So he'll be all over the place. If you want to see him, go check him out. That's J-A-H-N-I Denver. Go find him on Facebook and look down the page, and he has a lot of tour dates on there, so it'll help you out. Thank you so much for sticking around on the Let's Make Fun podcast. And again, before we went to break, we were going to talk about some of the things that you liked. So let's go ahead and get started with comments from social media. And now it's time for... Hey, bro, do you do that Soshmead? Soshmead? Comments from social media. That's right. This week, again, we're talking about news anchors, whether it be the actual news anchor, the sports anchor, the weather guy. It's whatever. It's whatever you think. Could be a national sports anchor, anything. And so what I put on Facebook and, you know, Twitter, Instagram, all those social media sites, I put, living in Colorado makes us all cynical about meteorologists. But they aren't the only ones that can screw up from time to time. What are some of your favorite mistakes that news anchors have made? Who are some of your favorite news anchors? Get your opinion in. And so far, we have got a good amount. So we'll go ahead and get started with Pete Capuletti. He sent a link. It's a very long link, and it's about 10 minutes long, so obviously we're not going to play it all. And another thing about it is that most of the ones at the beginning are more like stuff happens that you have to see. So if you want to see the one that he sent, you could either find my Facebook page, Jeremy Sturtevant, or you could just Google Best News Bloopers January 2019. I'm assuming this was made in January of 2019. So if that's what if you type it in, I bet you'll find it. But Pete also then, right after that, put Sharding Stars. And I spent a long time trying to find what the hell that was. I didn't know if it was like a specific thing. I couldn't find it. I typed in Sharding Stars and nothing came up. But finally, I typed in Sharding Stars newscast. And that actually pulled up the exact video that he sent. And because it's a long video, I didn't want to have to go through the entire video. But I did find the Sharding Stars part of this video. So take a listen to this.
A Tokyo startup developed the satellites to create shooting stars on demand.
The ground is...
See, those types of things are amazing. It's like, they obviously don't want to be saying Sharding Stars, but it sure as hell is funny. It makes... It makes news just so much better, don't you think? There's a lot of that stuff that happens where people just misspeak. And like at the beginning of this video, or the beginning of this show, in the intro, and later on, again, we're going to have the a list. And I'm trying to find, I tried to find a list that didn't have any of the ones we've already kind of talked about or listened to, but we'll get some good ones for like the worst, most uncomfortable live on air moments, and you know, looking for this list, there's a lot of bad things you don't want to see. Like, there are things where, like, people have killed themselves live on air and that kind of stuff. That's not what we're looking for here on the Let's Make Fun podcast. We're trying to make fun of people, not make fun of people's misery and horrible lives that they have had. But we want to try to find the funniest ones. So we'll get to some of those later as well. But that was part of a compilation of bad, like just bad news bloopers. So we'll get to some more of those later. But I do appreciate Pete pointing out one of his favorite ones. So thank you, Pete. And next we've got another one that is just like that. It's another one that guaranteed would be in the list at the end of this episode. But because this one's so funny, I'm very happy that Dylan Timmons decided to put this as one of his favorite ones. So let's take a listen to this one.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing on Saturday.
Like, how? During, like, seriously, during reading that or before actually reading that in production or in the script writing, something, you would have had to have had somebody catch on. And or is it we're living in a society where everybody gets so offended by everything? Maybe this person, the person that was writing the script, was like, well, we can't make fun of these people's names. They sure sound like words, but I'm not going to make fun of Asian people's names. Maybe they are their names. So there's no way in hell. And I was reading up on this a little bit. It says that there might have been a hacker. Somebody hacked it. But who is this chick? Ron Burgundy? She doesn't have to read every single word. Like that's the thing. And Ho Li Fook? Come on. It's Ho Li F-U-K. I'm going to read that as holy fuck. And if that's really what you thought was an Asian name, why not say it like that? So, and I'm saying fuck like F-U-K, not the bad word. So just so everybody knows, this is a kid-friendly show. So please invite all of your children to listen. Listen around the campfire when you guys are opening Christmas presents. Whatever. This is a year-round show, too. So, but no, that's amazing. I've never heard that one before until I looked this one up. Seriously. How does that happen? But it's freaking amazing. So thank you, Dylan. I am very, very happy that that happened and that you pointed that out. next, we've got Lucy Patterson. Lucy says, Megan O'Halloran is terrible. She can't read a teleprompter for beans. she then says, Fox 31. I tried my best, Lucy. I really did try to find Megan O'Halloran messing up. I typed in Megan O'Halloran messing up. I typed in Megan O'Halloran fail. Nothing was showing. Like, people don't want that to be known that she messes up or anything. So I thought that was pretty stupid. But because you put Megan O'Halloran Fox 31, I did find this. So maybe this might be a little bit of a reach. But here's Megan O'Halloran messing up the teleprompter read.
Caused that ride to malfunction. So far, no one is facing criminal charges. Megan O'Halloran, Fox 17 News.
Thank you, Megan O'Halloran.
See, again, it might have been a reach, but she said Fox 17 News. I'm not even going to say that that was from a different state before she started at Fox 31 here in Denver. We're just going to say she didn't know how to read the teleprompter and she messed up. So, good job, Lucy. I found one for you. but I believe you. There are so many bad news anchors in Colorado, in the world, I'm sure. Obviously, living here, it's really the only time I see it. And again, I don't really see a lot of news anymore. a lot of the news is too sad for me, so I try to avoid it if I can. But thank you, Lucy. Scott Williams is next. He says Jim Cantore had a moment around 10 years ago on the Weather Channel, and I have heard of this. Excuse me again. I was going to look it up, but again, it's one of those same things where you kind of have to see it. It's kind of pointless to just hear it. Like, it's something that's funny that you have to actually see. But so go look it up. Jim Cantore, he says, had a moment around 10 years ago on the Weather Channel. It was during a hurricane, and they were trying to amp the wow factor of the floodwaters. So they put Jim in a kayak with a rain suit on and all the gear. Partway through the segment, you see someone walking their dog no more than 10 to 15 feet in the background. Due to the camera angle, you immediately realize that it's all just a sham, as Jim is just sitting in a ditch. So see, it's another one. Yeah, like I said, it's another one where you kind of just have to see it. But it is funny. Like, they tried their best to make it seem like that was a real horrible, just gigantic hurricane and the waters were so deep, but they got caught on live news. So go look it up. It's funny. Thank you, Scott. And then lastly, we've got Kayla Dixon. Kayla says, I'm my favorite anchor. Yes, Kayla. Kayla is a news reporter, and speaking of everybody's favorite news anchor, I'm pleased to be joined by KGWN News Channel 5 in Cheyenne, fellow CMS graduate, and new mother, Kayla Dixon. Kayla, how the hell are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. Thank you so much for joining the show today. We've been having a good time hearing some you know, kind of flubs from some anchors and everything like that. And for the most part, it's kind of, a lot of people are talking about like weather people and everything like that. Living in Colorado, we get a lot of wrong information from weathermen and women. So it's mostly all of that, but it's good to get an actual professional on the show so we can kind of get the ins and outs of, you know, what you have gone through and all that fun stuff too. So I really do appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And Kayla is awesome, too, because she's a regular chimer-inner for the Let's Make Fun podcast, you know, every time we get some topics. So I really do appreciate it. And I did want to kind of get into it and kind of see what led you to become an anchor and like the specific route when you went to media school. Was that exactly what you were wanting to do when you went to media school, or was it kind of you went to media school wanting to do something else and then anchor was the thing that drew you in the most?
Well, I'm sure you've seen some of my Facebook posts, but I really love celebrity gossip and stuff. So I grew up watching E! News, and I was like, I want to do that. I want to gossip about celebrities because I'm a pretty good gossiper myself. So might as well follow a career that I'm good at. And so when I went to CMS, that was my goal. I actually thought about doing sports. And then when I got there, everybody and their mom wanted to do sports. And I was like, okay, obviously that is an oversaturated field. So then I did the news production with Bobby. And I decided that this is what I wanted to do. And I saw when I graduated that Cheyenne was looking for a morning anchor, and I applied and I got it.
Nice. See, that's an awesome route. You know, it's just like when I first started, I kind of wanted to be on the radio. When I was a kid, that's all I ever wanted to do was be on the radio, and it just radio. So when I went to the media school, that was the only thing I focused on, which was a stupid way of looking at it, because they do give you a lot of options there. You know, you get, as far as when I went there, it was kind of, you got to do the TV and radio and all sorts of stuff. So it was kind of, and the same thing, I wanted to be in sports. But you're so right. I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because it really is oversaturated. Like, everybody in my class, too, was like, sports. And I was like, man, I guess I don't know as much about sports as I thought I did, because all these other people were doing it, too.
That's exactly how I felt. And then we did the game show or the talk show.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody wanted to do something sports, and I was the only person there that I was like, can we please do, like, entertainment or something. And then everyone was like, yeah, let's do entertainment because all we want to do is sports. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Right. No, it definitely
I
is.
I totally got tired of hearing about the Broncos probably like 3 weeks into me being there.
Oh, I can only imagine. I mean, that's the thing. Living in Denver, and I know that you're from Colorado, but it is just, talk about oversaturated. My God, you listen to any sports radio station in the city, that's all they talk about. Thank God they're actually coming out with some more stations that talk a little bit more about the other sports in town too. So no, I'm right there with you. You know, I like entertainment. I like all that stuff too. So it's nice to have a little bit of difference every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was going to talk about too. Like when I did it, I don't know if you guys did the same thing, but like I said, with the radio, me only wanting to do radio, when we did the live TV broadcast, like you had to do a live TV newscast. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do it at all. I was like, I'm here for radio. And again, it was stupid. It was pigheaded of me. I was like, I was only focused on one thing. So I decided I would be the weatherman because nobody wanted to be the weatherman in that because you can't really just be a weatherman and just go into broadcasting school. And I, in doing that, realized how freaking hard it is what you guys do, having to read and, you know, not mess up anything or do anything wrong. And just the weatherman himself is just, there's so much stuff that you guys have to know and kind of just be able to read so well. It's just, it's an impressive thing that people don't see.
Yeah. And to talk a little off subject, I wanted to do weather too, but somebody at the school told me that you can't do weather unless you have an actual meteorology degree,
mm-hmm.
which if you start in a smaller market, that is not possible.
Oh.
So anyone that's listening to this and you're going to media school and you want to do weather, you don't have to have a meteorology degree to start in like market 198, which is what we need.
Oh, no, that's a good point. Cause I don't remember that at all. So, but yeah, that's a good way to start. If you are in media school, if you're at the Colorado Media School or your local media school and you don't want to go through both and get a meteorology degree, you know, go to a smaller market. That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, but you can't go to a larger market without it and a degree in this other thing. One of my really good friends at my station is actually our chief meteorologist. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
cool. And speaking of the same things along the same lines with what I was like, how hard it is, the job that you do, being an anchor, seeing what the people in my class did for one episode, one live like read. And actually mm-hmm. knowing, like, and we did it for like a couple of weeks. And I was like, how can these people read all of this? On top of that, when it comes to like, and I'll remember this for the rest of my life. So in 1999, Columbine happened locally. And it was mm-hmm. like the first time that I ever saw an anchor start to lose it on air. Like, you guys have to be so good and be able to hold it in and be able to just talk through some of the worst stories. And I can't remember exactly who it was, but I'd never seen it before. And it was just crazy to see that you don't think about that stuff. Like, you feel like the anchors have to be robots that just read the news and don't have any emotions in anything. How do you kind of cope with those things and kind of just look over the fact that, you know, something might be happening?
I can't say that we've really had any like terribly sad stories like Columbine. So I haven't really had to do any of that.
Mm.
But I always just try to separate it the best that I can.
Okay.
And I read the stories. So I produce my own show as well. So I write the stories. Yeah. So I'll write the stories and it gives me a chance to read them like three or four times. That way I can know what I'm going to say before I go on air. And I kind of, if it's like a terribly sad story, then I'm like, okay, at least I was able to get the emotions out first. And now when I go out there, I can try and hold my composure the best that I can.
Right. No, that's, it definitely just seems extremely hard. I mean, just having to be able to do that. But that's another thing too. I mean, you're a triple threat, you know, you write your own stuff, you produce it and all that fun stuff. So that's very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, again, like we were talking about before with the meteorologist stuff, somebody that grew up here, and kind of seeing it firsthand in Cheyenne and stuff. Do you see a lot of difference in the weather being more accurate out there? I mean, I know it's so close that it's not as big of a deal because it's pretty much probably going to be the same weather patterns. So, or am Basically. I just totally wrong? Is that the case? Like, it's pretty much the same thing. Like, everybody's not just guessing, but you know, they kind of have a path that they're seeing, and it just seems like it's obviously you have to get a degree or you have to be able to know what you're doing. It's not people just going up there and throwing stuff at the wall and hoping that it sticks. You know, it's an actual pattern coming that way. But a Correct. Lot of times people think that, you know, weather people everywhere just don't know what they're doing. But is it pretty much the same thing up there in Wyoming as well?
Basically, yeah. There's three different, from what my friend Andrew always talks about, because he's really passionate about this. So if you go to him and be like, oh, you have the perfect job. You can be 50% wrong and 50% right. You're going to keep your job. Just letting you guys know, meteorologists hate when you say that. They get really offended. But there's like three different patterns that they can follow, the European model and then some other models. I get lost when they talk about it because it's too sciencey for me. And they kind of go off of that and then try to find their best guess of what's going to happen. And Andrew has been pretty spot on with a lot of his predicting the forecast. And so has Kathy Sabin with Nine News. I grew up watching her. So yeah. Whatever. That was like that. But then I feel like being a local in Cheyenne or in Colorado, in Wyoming or Colorado, you can kind of smell it in the air. Like, I'm always like, if I go out one night, I'm like, smells like it's going to rain the next day. So I feel like being native, you kind of have more of a sense of what's going to happen with weather than not trusting a meteorologist, but kind of going off of what they're saying.
Yeah. And kind of like, only depending on their forecast every single time. No, you're totally right. I mean, you can kind of see, like, if you go outside and it's super calm, but you see some clouds over the mountains down here in Denver anyway, you kind of know something's coming because the whole calm before the storm saying kind of is a little overused. But for the most part here, that's pretty much the truth. It's just like what you were saying. You kind of smell something coming.
Yeah.
And, just one a couple other things before we get to the questions from social media. We did get a couple of Instagram questions, so that's pretty cool. We've got Perfect. Fans all over the place. The two of us, you know, people want to know stuff. It's amazing.
I know. I love people that want to know things.
Right. I know. It's the best. but this is something I've been wanting to know for a long time, and who better to ask than somebody that does it professionally? When you are like, so if it's about to go to break, and you know, like the sports guy or the weather guy were just giving their report and you guys are talking and kind of like are you guys like ad-libbing, just trying to have filler until the break? Like the producers are like, you got to kill more time. Or is that something that's always like built into the show?
No, it's ad-libbing.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to get the for sure, because I always see that, like, sometimes it'll be like, you know, the sports guy will have to throw it to break because it almost seems like you're running out of time or something like that. But sometimes it goes back to you guys like having banter, and I'm like, I wonder if there's a little bit of gray area there. You guys are just trying to kill time before the break comes, you know?
So, yeah. So you want to build your show's light so you can have some of that talk. I guess it's supposed to like build rapport with viewers. And it's supposed to make you more personable with viewers.
Ah. No, I like it.
Yeah.
I think that it does a great job at it because I always feel like it does make it seem like, hey, these people are just like us. They like to talk about sports. Like if you mm-hmm. have the anchor talking about the local team or the weather or something like that, it does make it a little bit more relatable. So I like that. And with the, like I was saying with the beginning of the show, and we had a couple of clips at the beginning of the show of some blunders, have you had any on-air blunders that you like to bring up? So that way, again, to be more relatable, people want to know that you are a human, and it's nice to have some personality, and I'm sure some blunders on air are a good way of showing that. Have you had any that you'd like to share with all of the amazing listeners?
Oh my gosh, yes. So when I first started working in Cheyenne, they turned 150 years old, the city did. And there is a word that is for 150. It's like I don't even know the word, but it was in one of my scripts and I had said it practiced it three times before I went to air, and then it had popped up in my script, and I kept trying to say it, and I was jumping over my words. So then, instead of just trying to finish it, I just said Cheyenne's 150th, because I could not say that word for the life of me. I have the video on my screen, so I'll have to find it, and I'll tag you in it. But it's just, it was so hilarious.
Oh, and please do.
A couple times when I've laughed really hard, and the most recent one that I remember was, it was before I went on maternity leave. It was this otter that was getting thrown back into the ocean to go be with its mom or wherever otters are, and it makes the bloop sound when it hits the water. And I was used to, I read it for 5:30, and it was my kicker for the 6:30 as well. And our floor director did not see it the first time it went to air. And so when it went to air and he heard it, he started laughing really hard to the point where water came out of his nose. And that caught me off guard. So I was laughing, and we had like a minute and a half left of the show. And I'm just sitting there laughing because it was so funny.
Oh, that is so amazing. See, those kinds of stories are the best. It's just like, I mean, those ones, and then there's one I talked about earlier where it's like there's a guy that's, I think he was like petting a snake on stage, and somebody threw a fake lizard at him, and he freaked out because he thought the snake was like biting him. It was the best. See, stuff like that, just being caught on camera, just shows personality. It's amazing, and please don't stop, because that's what everybody wants to see.
Yeah, and there was one time I was tossing to a package. And it was about Suge Knight being sentenced to prison. And I was like, I thought my mic was off because we went to pack, but it wasn't. And I said, oh, they're finally sentencing for murdering Tupac. And yeah, that was so.
man, no, that's good. I like it. We're here with Kayla Dixon from KGWN News Channel 5 in Cheyenne. And we did just, like I said, I want to have a couple of questions from Instagram. The first one is from CONative86. And this one kind of gets to what you've a little bit already gotten to. He asks, do they actually feel bad getting the weather wrong more than right? But it, to me, it sounds like they're kind of, it's kind of hard to feel bad when you're just doing your job and like they're doing what they're supposed to do, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's some, like my morning meteorologist I had, but he just left to go back to school. He's going to go be a science teacher, but he didn't really like care. Like he was just like, it's the weather. If it's wrong, it's wrong. But Andy, our chief meteorologist, if he gets the weather wrong, he is so hard on himself. Like he feels like he lied to everybody, and he feels like his credibility is shot. And I don't know if it's because he's new to this and he just wants everything to be right. So I think it just depends. And I'm sure Kathy Sabin, who's been doing it for 20 years, she's probably like, whatever, it happens.
Right. But, with experience comes, you know, any of that, you know, it's going to happen. And like you said, you shouldn't feel bad. I mean, it's just, don't beat yourself up or you're not going to be able to do it for much longer.
Mm-hmm. And I just think, yeah, they feel bad because people rely on their reports, but at the same time, you can't really, the weather is just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, especially here, you can't just not have a weather person here in Denver or here in Colorado just because it might not be right. For the most part, I think they get it pretty right, but you can't beat yourself up.
Yeah, and from what he was saying, that sometimes snow bands just like turn, like when we had that bomb cyclone or whatever, it hit a little earlier or a little later because some snow bands started earlier than others, or the wind blew snow bands the other way. Just, man, it all depends like what happens that day.
Yeah, and we were supposed to have another one a couple of weeks later, and that one never came, and I'm sure it's the exact same thing. It's probably some snow band, you know, something that you just have nothing to do, that you have no power over, and it just happens. You're just trying to warn the people, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Just go get your milk and butter. Right. Milk and bread.
Yeah, just stay home. Just, you'll be fine either way. It's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And then one more here from michael_sucks_@_instagram. My lord, that was a lot of underscores. He says, well, first, because I phrased the question, what's it like being an anchor, his question was, what is it like at the bottom of the ocean? And I couldn't understand what he was talking about at first. And he's talking about like an anchor from a boat. So yeah, it was pretty funny. He's got a pretty good sense of humor, it seems. But what his actual question is, has anyone ever worn green in front of the green screen, and how do they try to hide it if so? And I feel like there aren't a lot, like, green screens are just called green screens. There are a lot of different colored screens, right?
Yeah, like ours used to be blue, and now we painted it to green. And then sometimes if you wear like the right shade of yellow, it blends in, but nothing really. You just kind of go with it. Like one of our meteorologists or one of our, she's a reporter, but does weekend weather. Her hair is so blonde that sometimes the green screen like goes into it. So you just kind of like stick with it.
She's got no top of her head. Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah. But then what Andy did for Halloween is he wore a green suit. So he'd disappear into the wall, you know, like all meteorologists do on Halloween.
Right. It's an amazing trick.
Yeah, they just kind of go with it and not wear that tie again. Right. It's a tie or jacket or whatever.
Just try to avoid the color that's behind you.
Yes.
Well, that hopefully that helps I'm not going to say his entire thing again. Michael sucks at Instagram. Hopefully that helps you out. Thank you both so much for chiming in on social media. And just a couple more. I know you said you're a sports fan. What do you think of the Avs-Sharks series? How do you think that's going to end?
Honestly, I don't know. It's a tough one. The Avs have a lot of heart, and I interned at the Eagles when the Eagles were part of ECHL, but still part of the Avs.
Mm.
So, man, I want to say the Avs are going to kick ass, but the Sharks are just so good.
They are. They've got a lot of veterans. They're very strong, and I just think the Avs do have a lot of young guys. They're very good at skating.
Yeah, they're very young.
Mm-hmm. So you never know. They're the 8th seed, but hopefully that just makes them have that chip on their shoulder and make them stronger. One last thing for me, when can the fine folks of Cheyenne see their favorite anchor again?
I will be back. Okay, so I go back to work Monday the 13th of May, but I'm just doing, we switched over to Wyoming News Now. So now instead of just covering Cheyenne news, we cover the entire state of Wyoming, which is really exciting. And when I get back on Monday, since we did a lot of changes the 13th, I'm going to be working on figuring out how to reproduce the show with the new changes and how we're reporting and everything. But I will be back on air Tuesday, May 14th.
There you go, everybody. And like you just said, you can catch, if you're out of market, you could catch the live stream on WyomingNewsNow.tv. And there you go. She's going to be back soon, everybody. So stop freaking out.
Yeah. Well, even though I haven't got any emails, I'll be there.
Yeah, no matter what they say, right?
Yeah, no matter what they say.
Kayla, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I really do appreciate it. Have fun being a mom.
Thank you. I hope you have a good day.
There she goes. It's Kayla Dixon again with KGWN News Channel 5. Go check them out, WyomingNewsNow.tv, if you want to go see her or you want to go see any of their stuff. Check them out. And we will get that audio of her messing up the word quincentennial or something. But we'll see what happened. She did send that to us, so we'll get to that after the break. And when we come back, we'll get to that and the list of some more of the bloopers that I could find that nobody talked about. So all of that still to come on the Let's Make Fun podcast. What's up, everybody? This is Jeremy from the Let's Make Fun podcast here on N3Entertainment.com. If you haven't listened to my show yet, what the hell's wrong with you? You get to listen to some of the best up-and-coming music, listen to my stupid and frustrating takes, and every once in a while we even have a professional on to make us a little bit smarter about whatever in the hell we're talking about that day. It's the Let's Make Fun podcast here on the Not Normal Network. Check it out. We here at the Not Normal Network have class.
Oh my God, somebody just came to the door and told me they're opening a brewery across the street. Like, hell yeah.
Dignity. I mean, yeah, if you're gonna like smell like absolute crap, like you actually pooped on your pants and like put them on. And style.
It's a way to help them improve themselves if they want to, but it's not forcing them into giving up cocaine if they use it to relax after a long day.
No. Cocaine does not help you. Yeah, does not help you relax.
Listen to Beer for Breakfast, Let's Make Fun, and 4th and 20. All shows you can only find here on the Not Normal Network. Charmed, I'm sure. As Fire Falls, Transcendent, their newest jam. You already know that, though, because you've been to asfirefalls.com, Spotify, YouTube, Google Play Music, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, and you've been jamming this song. I already know it. But if you haven't, go check them out, asfirefalls.com. Find out where they're going to be touring. If they're in your area, then you're very lucky. Go check them out as soon as you can. It's the Let's Make Fun podcast. My name is Jeremy Sturdivant, and we are going to get to straight to first, like we were saying, we did get the audio from Kayla for that that unfortunate mishap that she had. And it's not bad. You know, she did a very good job recovering, but let's listen to it and you be the judge. Let's see how she sounds in one of her big goofs of her career.
And among several events happening this week, the capital city's seven living mayors came together in an effort to celebrate Cheyenne's 150 year. CBS News Channel 5's Mariah Ellis attended an evening applause.
See, and I wanted to play the whole thing because it's not bad. And then she recovers very easily. And we, if you want to, I will put that on the Let's Make Fun Facebook page. So go check that out, and then you can see it for yourself, because it's not bad. You know, it's sesquicentennial. Sesquicentennial is what it sounds like. And she does a very good job. She just changes it and then just keeps going with her day. So that's not bad at all, but see how great she is? She even wanted me to play it for everybody. And that's what we want in our news anchors. We don't want people to hide and be scared because we're human. We're all human. Everybody knows it. Everybody can screw up from time to time. It's perfectly fine. And it holds no candle to some of these other ones that I have found for us. Some of these are so bad that it's cringeworthy to just sit here and look at them by myself. When I was looking them over, and just watch the video, they can be so bad. And she didn't cuss, she didn't do anything. And most of these, you'll see, there's kind of a theme. A lot of people accidentally cuss, and it's amazing. So let's get to this. This is the ranker.com list of offensive news fails. So let's see how this goes. 'Cause you know, I could have just done like a funny news fails, but those are the ones they show on TV shows, like all those top 10 list TV shows where they can't really get away with showing funny stuff. So we're going to show the funny stuff. Sometimes they cuss and it's accidental, but it's hilarious. So let's get right to it. This, I was going to try to find one where just you could just play an entire video, but I'll just go ahead and play the videos and then kind of comment afterward, because I don't want it to be you know, ruined and have you think maybe what it's going to be about. So I'll just play the videos and then we'll see what happens after that.
As we said, it is Valentine's Day, one of the busiest days for restaurants as well. And if you're making last-minute dinner plans, you may have a hard time getting in some of the titties and some of the city's top spots. We checked around at some...
Oh, man. That's a good one. That's Leon Bibb. he does a good job there for Net 5, ABC Channel 5 somewhere. It's a pretty good one. Again, he recovered nicely. Let's hear this next one.
And this morning, Nancy from Sparkle has a nice addition to your next cup of joe. Nancy, what are you working on this morning?
That's right. We're making our pistachio biscotti. Biscotti. I said it a little bit like the De Laurentiis girl might say it on the Today Show. And it does go great with coffee. And it is a wonderful chocolate biscotti.
See, and for a while, I didn't realize what she was going for. I thought they were like making it awkward, like because she said the biscotti or whatever. It was like really awkward the way she did it and thought she was being funny. But then she went ahead and said cock instead of coffee. So that was funny. Nancy from Sparkles, everyone. Whatever the hell that means. On to the next. Let's hear another one.
At 11, pay more at the grocer, but getting less will tell you how to get the most. The fuck are you doing?
And then she comes back a little bit later after the break and says this.
We need to acknowledge an unfortunate mistake that I made and one of the teases we bring to you before this program. While we were live just after 10 o'clock, I said a word that many people find offensive. I'm truly sorry. It was a mistake on my part and I sincerely apologize.
Many people find offensive. Not the one word that will get you fired on live TV. But many people will find this word offensive. It's it's pretty funny. And I didn't realize, but so it's hard to see this one. But look up Sue Simmons. Sue Simmons says, what the bleep. And you'll see during the video, she says that when there's like a boat going for some B-roll. They're showing like a boat in the ocean or something. And in the description of this one, it says, did the boat steal her car? did it date her daughter and then dump her unceremoniously? It's funny. Yes. Because she says it right when there's a boat on the screen. So look that one up. That's a good one. Next we've got another one here. Again, I almost just decided to tell you, but, let's just hear it together.
More teens are having luck, finding summer.
It's just so great. People just freaking out in the midst of them talking and live. It's amazing. That one was Holly Pietrzak, Pietrzak. So if you want to look that one up and just have that be your ringtone, something. Something would be funny. It's a funny one. And again, yes, they're mostly... it's an offensive news fails. So it's kind of what we're going for here. And this one's a little bit longer, so we'll just kind of play a little bit of it. And I'll give you a little bit of an intro to this one because it's kind of hard to hear what's going on at first. And it's funnier, I think, to know what's happening on this one. But so this is ABC7... And they're interviewing somebody who they think is a DWP worker. I don't know what that stands for. Department something. I don't know. After a UCLA flooding. I don't think the DWP thing matters. But they think they're interviewing somebody that knows a lot about something at UCLA. And somebody that works there. And they think they've gotten a hot scoop and a great interview with somebody. So let's hear how this goes.
Have a DWP spokesperson now on the phone, Lewis Slungpugh. I hope I pronounced the last name correctly.
Yes, ma'am, it's Slungpugh.
Oh, thank you very much. What can you...
First off, he says, yes, ma'am, it's Slungpugh. So, Slungpugh. S-L-U-N-G-P-U. is what he said his name was, and she just rolled with it. Let's keep going.
Can you tell us about this? Or is it something you've ever seen before like this?
Well, it appears that we have a water main that broke, and the apparent cause of the water main that broke was, it's coming into us from our troops on the ground. Basically, that a couple of college students might have sent down a cherry bomb down the toilet.
What? Oh. Can you say that again? You think somebody sent a cherry bomb down the toilet?
And you can see the disbelief of the news anchor there. That's like, wait a second. I'm very professional. Can you repeat that again? You think this cartoonish prank is what started this entire flood that's flooding the entire UCLA buildings and campus? Wow. Let's hear a little bit more.
Yeah, we try to put on seminars, yearly, explaining how dangerous it is to send any kind of explosives down a plumbing drain. But, that's what is coming back to us. You know, we had a pressure break around sunset, and the cherry bomb must have popped through the top of the pipe and just blew the bottom right out.
Well, is this something that happens because of the UCLA campus and kids playing around, or is it the high school campus, or do you know the source?
Right now, we're still on the investigation phase. It seems that the break might have come somewhere around the Pike Pavilion area, one of the locker rooms. It was either a cherry bomb or someone took a really large dump, you know?
That is an incredible... So, are you 100% sure about that? Is that Oh, we lost him. I'm sorry about that. We hope to get him back.
It's very long, but you had to hear the entire thing. Because he says, it's either a cherry bomb or somebody took a really big dump. And then she goes, are you sure about that? And then you can hear the other guy, I think it's a prank call. And then she says, oh, I think we've lost him. Like, is anybody listening to the guy? And then is the news report, the woman news reporter, even listening to the male news reporter at the end? they're having two separate conversations. And it's amazing. That one is amazing. And usually I don't really like prank calls or anything, but that one was live on TV. It was pretty amazing. So that was a good one. I liked that one. And this next one is a local one. I'll play the audio of it. It's not really one that's great, but it's such a weird thing to happen that I want you to look it up. It's a Denver, this happened in Denver here. So I knew about it. I didn't know if anybody else had heard about this, but, what happens during this one is they're doing like some cool, like we're hip news reporter guys. And we're all just like hanging out on these chairs and like just lounging and looking through Twitter and stuff. And, you know, we like to stay on top of everything and show all these pictures that people are tweeting at us. And at one point, they actually air a penis. They cut away from it and they show the people's face. Like they show the people's reaction, the news anchors, and they try their best. They do a good job, but they do their best to act like nothing happened. But I did want to just kind of show you the audio to see if you can kind of hear when it happens.
Coming to us from Seattle, guys, that's another photo. You can see the smoke billowing up next to the Space Needle there, that iconic image in Seattle. Man, so that's Edward Scissorhands, so we'll just ignore that. And so, you know, a lot of people obviously, follow in.
So, yeah, they do a good job. I mean, well, the guy does. The guy keeps talking. You can kind of hear some gasps. They slow it down a little bit here again, so let's see if you can hear it.
Seattle, man, so that's Edward Scissorhands, just ignore that. And so, you know, a lot of people obviously, following this on Twitter, tweeting pictures, and we're going to be following it here.
It's just a great one. They all look shocked, and there's a guy on the far left that's like, got his hand on his mouth, like he's like, did the boss see that? Oh God, we're all going to lose our jobs. So that one's a good one. Check that one out. Denver, I don't know how to look it up. Denver news anchors air penis. It's funny. And it says underneath it, where did it go? Oh, according to KOMO, whatever that is, The Twitter feed that showed that tumescent member belonged to a producer in the control room and not one of the anchors. So that's weird. It's just a picture of the guy's penis, and it's just perfectly fine. He just left it on the Twitter feed that he knew that they were going to use. That's quite awkward. We've only got a few left here. Let's get to this one. Next, AJ Clement. Let's hear what he has to say.
You're watching the Evening Sunday on NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay fucking shit.
Good evening, I'm Van Tu. You may have seen our newest AJ on NBC North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, from being from the East Coast.
Okay, well, welcome aboard, AJ.
Oh, man. That one's one of the worst ones. how did that happen? Does he think... it sounded like the lady was saying, you might have known this guy from a different station. Is he that... He was... Why was he so nervous then? He was cussing up a storm, and did he not think that his mic was on, or at least that her mic wouldn't pick him up, pick up what he was saying? Did he go to broadcasting school? Does he know what microphones are? You could have him one microphone in a room and pick up everything. The guy was an idiot, and sounds like he got multiple chances, and it's pretty good. Pretty good. All right. Next, we've got another one here. This is with an anchor confuses Samuel L. Jackson with Lawrence Fishburne. This should be awkward.
I tell you what, you working for Marvel, the Super Bowl commercial, did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, you know what? My mistake.
You're as crazy as the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
That's my fault. I know that. That was my fault. My mistake. You know what?
We don't all look alike.
Father, you're exactly
right. We may be all black and famous,
you
but
are
we all
guilty.
Don't
look alike.
I am.
So awkward. Good Lord. Yeah. So he thought that he was in Super Bowl commercials, and Sam Jackson was like, what? So that was awkward, but that's always what we want. So let's go to the next one here. And I hope you're enjoying these. These are amazing, and I'm having a great time. Hopefully you are. Let's check this one out.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's blind. So we'll hear about that coming up.
Okay, as we head to the break, a look at this.
Another one. Just amazing. But he's gay. blind. Those words aren't at all close. How did you confuse those so badly? Oh, my good Lord. And that is actually the last one, because the number one is the one that Dylan talked about earlier, the Captain Sum Ting Wong. We Too Low, Holy Fook, and Bang Ding Ow is the number one. Because it is. It's the best one. I mean, the prank call one was pretty good too, but I'd have to say that one's the best one. So it's a good list. Thank you, Ranker. I agree with it. So that's it for this episode. Thank you all so much for, as always, putting in your comments and giving me some very good, funny, that the racist names after the Asiana flight is amazing. And I never would have heard of that one. I mean, I did because I looked this list up, but I'm very happy that you told me about it, Dylan. And thank you, everybody, for giving me all of your other ones. Thank you to As Fire Falls and Johnny Denver. Don't forget to go look at Johnny Denver's Facebook page. Check out his tour dates. He will be coming to a city near you. And thank you to everybody again. Go to n3entertainment.com. Find links. All that fun stuff. Go to Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Spreaker. because we're on all of them. We're a big deal, folks. It's a big deal. And if not, just go to Not Normal Network, N3 Entertainment, and you can listen there too. And listen to the other shows, Beer for Breakfast and 4th and 20. They're all great shows. So check them all out. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, whatever time of day it is, have a great rest of your day.